This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virge Bernero hasn't made it official yet, but party sources say that Southfield Mayor Brenda Lawrence will be his running mate. The announcement is scheduled for tomorrow at a 9:30 a.m. press conference at Cobo Center in Detroit. Congressman Mark Schauer at LCC's West Campus today for a forum on free trade. Schauer tells WILS's Tony Connolly that he's concerned about potential trade agreements with South Korea, which he says has locked in barriers to U.S. automotive exports.
Basically, the imbalance is for about every 100 cars that South Korea sends to us here, we can export about one car there.
Plans to redevelop the former Knapp's department store building in downtown Lansing have been put on hold. The $24 million endeavor was to turn the structure on Washington Square into a mixed-use facility. The developer, Eyed Company, was not able to secure $2 million in federal grants for the project. You can expect crowded road conditions on Sunday and Monday in East Lansing as MSU students move in for the new school year. Sue Brandt with Campus Living Services spoke with WILS.
There'll be a lot of more traffic on the expressways coming into the East Lansing area, so people that are commuting may need to leave a few minutes early.
And Ford recalling over 500,000 older model Windstar vans due to concerns over corrosion and potential breakage of the rear axles. The model years are 1998 to 2003. Preliminary results of the investigation into the Enbridge oil pipeline leak, which caused a spill of 1 million gallons in Marshall, are concerning authorities. Congressman Mark Schauer tells WILS's Tony Connolly the company has a lot of work ahead.
There were defects on the coating on the pipeline, and then there was corrosion in that pipeline. This company should be required to fix all defects along the pipeline, and there are over 200 of them.
The Secretary of State's office making it clear that standard Michigan driver's licenses do not contain RFID microchips, although the technology is required in the new enhanced driver's licenses used at the Canadian border crossings. Spokesman Ken Silfen tells WILS the chip is already commonly used.
If you have a U.S. passport, it's already in there. All it does is contain a unique identifier number. There's no personal information on it or anything.
And a special meeting with the Okemos School Board is set for next Wednesday night to discuss the busing situation. Board members are considering bus restoration for the first semester to areas possibly seeing a cancellation of their services. In the 7th District, Congressman Mark Schauer is up against former Congressman Tim Walberg. Schauer talked to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning about his Republican opponent.
Tim Walberg has got a lot of problems. He just said what we need to do is return to George W. Bush's economic policies. I can't think of anything that would be worse for this country.
Rumors circulating about the RFID microchip and standard Michigan driver's licenses are being put to rest by the Secretary of State's office. Spokesman Ken Silfen tells WILS the chips are not embedded in the standard licenses, although they are necessary in the enhanced versions used at the border crossings. What kind of concerns were being expressed?
That it's just an easy way for state government or even the feds just to track you around the country, and nothing could be further from the truth.
The end of summer vacation for MSU students means traffic headaches for drivers and maybe some parking headaches for faculty and staff. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
It's that time of year again. MSU students return to the residence halls Sunday and Monday for the new school year. Sue Brandt from Campus Living Services spoke with WILS.
There'll be a lot of more traffic on the expressways coming into the East Lansing area, so people that are commuting may need to leave a few minutes early.
And it won't be that much easier for those MSU employees working at least one of those days.
We ask that the faculty and staff park away from the residence halls to free up the parking spaces around the building so that the students and parents, they have a 20-minute time to unload, so there's a spot close to the building for them to park.
Classes for the fall semester get underway next Wednesday, September 1st. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
And Michigan Appellate Judge Alton Davis replacing resigning Supreme Court Judge Elizabeth Weaver. Governor Granholm says it will have a profound impact on Michigan residents.
How we worship, how we gather, the extent to which we have individual freedom over intimate and personal decisions.
Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight mostly clear, low around 54. On Saturday, sunny, high near 86. And Sunday, sunny and hot, high near 90. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.